7 years ago, Manhattanite Ruth Abram bought a house in upstate New York in the small rural town of New Lebanon, just outside the Berkshire Mountains. The region is known for thriving cultural institutions like Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Pops, and the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. But that's in western Massachusetts. Across the border in upstate New York, old mill and farm towns are having a tough time. Shortly after Ruth moved in, New Lebanon closed its pizza shop, its coffee shop, its gift shop, its grocery store. How could she stop this downward slide? Well, Ruth Abram is also the founder of the thriving Lower East Side Tenement Museum in New York. Surely, she thought, she could save New Lebanon before it was something to be remembered in a museum. And so she's helping turn the town into a living museum. Ruth Abram joins us from the studios of WAMC in Albany, New York. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And so the event that you've come up with, I just love this, Behold! Exclamation point. New Lebanon. What is that?
It's a living museum of contemporary rural American life. New Lebanon was once a town which, if you lived there in the 19th century and you said to someone, whether you were in England or visiting France or visiting the South, that you lived in New Lebanon, everyone knew where you lived, because New Lebanon was the heart and soul of the 19th century natural health movement.
Really?
Yes, because we have a spring that's always 73 degrees. That spring feeds a valley. That valley, because of its sprouts, over 100 medicinal plants, and those plants were used by the Indians first to create herbal medicines, then by the Shakers, and then by the Tilden family to create the nation's first pharmaceutical factory of natural healing. And then those same springs supported a water cure establishment, and everybody who was anybody went there for the cure.
Well, some of us are steeped in upstate New York lore. You know, my people came from there, but the Roosevelts would come up. I mean, there were people who would come up specifically for these springs.
Absolutely. Daniel Webster came. General Lafayette came. General Grant came. I mean, everybody came.
So you know this history of New Lebanon, and you think, why not bring some of that history back and also make people aware of what's still going on there? How did you come up with this idea of this? Well, how would you describe it? People literally come to New Lebanon to watch people live.
Well, you know, I'm a historian, so when I saw the decline of the town, I went to the library to figure out where I had bought a house. And that's when I learned the history. And then, as the decline kept going, I approached our supervisor and asked how I might help. And he said what we needed was more people who cared about the town and would be positive about it. So I went to the tax rolls, and I found that there were about 160 second homeowners who nobody knew, and I thought perhaps they would be interested in learning more about the town. And I invited them to do that and took them around to see, for instance, Cynthia Creech's heritage cows that she had driven all the way from Tennessee after saving them. And I couldn't get them off her farm. And then we went for a behind-the-scene tour of the Meisner's auction house, and they didn't want to leave. And everything we did was so exciting to these folk who had never thought of New Lebanon as a place where anything happened. And the truth is that you can drive through New Lebanon and so many rural towns across America and think to yourself, because you don't see anything happening, what could be happening? I guess nothing's happening here. How do people live here? It must be so boring. And then I discovered you couldn't be more wrong about New Lebanon. So I began to ask people in town just a really simple question. I would say, what do you know about or know how to do that urban and suburban people don't know? Well, their answers just tumbled out. So Melanie Hunt, who runs our cafe, said, well, I can make fantastic slab pie. And Fred Cashmere, who roasts custom coffee, said, well, I can roast custom coffee. And then Eric Johnson said, well, I can get geese off your pond or your farm with my border collie dogs. They're trained to do that.
Wait. I want to hear more about this. Border collie dogs that herd geese.
Yes, and they convince them naturally to leave the area. So they're much in demand. Even Central Park calls upon people like Eric Johnson to get rid of their geese in a natural sort of way.
So you've gathered these people and more, and we want to hear about more of them. And now this is a ticketed event. People come and pay to see this.
You come to New Lebanon, you come to our visitor center, which was donated by the shed man who sells gazebos, and you buy tickets and you get on a bus and we take you to whatever the day's program might be. And here's the thing about it. You couldn't see these things on your own.
Well, one can't imagine somebody letting you in their kitchen to watch them bake a pie.
Well, that's right. You couldn't do that. You couldn't just knock on Debbie Gordon's door and say, please show me how you take those ugly quince things that taste so bad in the raw and turn them into a fantastic jam. You couldn't ask her to do that. And you couldn't say to the Lebanon Valley Speedway, even if you bought a ticket, please get the head of it to take us in the back and show us how it works. And you couldn't go to Colby and Skylar Gale's pig farm, which is in the woods. They don't have any barn. Their pigs roam around the wood. They forage for themselves. And then the Gales, who are just dedicated to creating happy pigs, have developed this whole system. They give their pigs dairy and whey, and they avoid stressing their pigs because they feel that stress will show and affect the meat badly. So from the time they're piglets, they train them to walk up a ramp, because when it comes time to slaughter them, they have to walk up a ramp to go to slaughter, and they don't want them stressed at that moment.
Oh, boy. First of all, I'm wondering if people are like, wait a second, if you're training them to walk up the ramp, I'll just take them home so they don't have to be slaughtered. But that's, you know, people need to see if they are eating bacon, they need to see perhaps a better way to raise the pig. But has this had an effect on the town?
It's been marvelous. First of all, I think the town had been accustomed to having so many failures. There have been so many rumors over the years about something coming from outside that might save the town that never materialized. And suddenly, discovering that we have within ourselves the wherewithal to save the town and to make it, again, a place of invention. It was considered so inventive and innovative in its heyday. But here we are experimenting.
Well, this long weekend coming up is going to be the third of four weekends of your Living Museum. Are people coming?
Yes, they're coming. They're buying tickets. And the town has come all out for it. So not only did the shed man make this donation, but the town council approved it. Theatrical designers who happen to live in New Lebanon stepped forth and they designed the visitor center. Professional surveyors have created our visitor satisfaction survey. The data manager from Bloomberg managed our data, which is huge because almost 50 people have stepped forward to share their skills.
Huh. I smell movie. That's Ruth Abram, president and founder of Behold! Exclamation point, New Lebanon. This is the living museum a town has turned itself into in upstate New York. She also founded the Lower East Side Tenement Museum in the city. We'll link you to much more information at hereandnow.org. Ruth, thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here and appreciate it.
And Sasha, I can hear my cousin Peggy in rural Vermont saying, hey, I go sugaring. You know, I make my own maple syrup. I raise chickens for eggs. Come pay to watch me. Behold Peggy. We'll link you to Behold New Lebanon at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.